This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Uma and Ezra here, keeping you company on your drive home on the evening edition. It's not raining. It's a relatively quiet, warm Friday. But I'm going to get to this next story, which it's got a little heat to it, Uma, if I may say. There's a Malay youth group online, and they are all about this.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things.
So here's the thing. There's a project, Ilmu Sex. What it is well, Uma, do you know what this is?
Yes. So essentially, it's a group of young people who have decided that we need to have greater conversations about sex and sex education, mm-hmm. but for young Malay people to have more open conversations about these things.
And
And as we know, sex education and conversations about sex are often not something that happens. It's not in the forefront. It's still quite taboo.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually leads to all kinds of issues, right? With STDs, with babies born out of wedlock, with baby dumping, with all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, there are folks on one hand who would argue that the more we talk about these types of issues, the more ideas that it gets into people's heads, and therefore they will act on those ideas. Of course, you know, for a group like Project Ilmu Sex, what they're saying is that more informed ideas and discussions that take place about sex education, everything related to sexual health, is a good thing, so that you can actually prevent yourself from sort of, you know, prevent yourself from getting yourself into certain situations, but also be more specific about what proactive choices that you can take.
Yeah. So let me tell you what's great about this project, right? And great about these people running it. The whatever they do, the kind of videos and the stuff that they do, recorded on like a smartphone with a tripod, mm-hmm. with the hands-free kit, yeah. as the microphone. I mean, it's this gonzo process, and I'm just really impressed. I mean, like, they saw something that needed to be done, and they didn't hang around. They just got down to it and did it, right? And what's more, they're addressing a topic that
everybody talks about.
What everybody talks about, but also to address it in Malay, you're going to get more brickbats than bouquets, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the key thing here. Well, let's find out a little bit more about Project Ilmu Sex. We have on the line right now one of its founders, Moose. Moose, thank you very much for being with us on the evening edition. Now, Ilmu Sex has only been on YouTube for about 3 months or so, but you've covered a variety of topics. Which videos have viewers reacted to the most?
Interestingly, when we start doing the video, we don't really have such reaction, but we keep receiving notifications and reaction from the netizens once we uploaded our Q&A session, the question and answer session, because basically from that on, like, people keep reacting to our, because it's the thing, we, on our other video, other than Q&A, we try our best to be more formal, but Q&A is much more relaxed, so we got a very mix of positive and negative review, but we try our best to focus only the positive review, and it's been great so far.
Yeah, so we watched that particular Q&A video, and what's interesting about it was that it didn't feel like you were watching a show about sex ed. It felt more like the kind of conversations you would have with your good friends about sex, which is great, because not everyone has that kind of outlet in real life to talk about sex and their sexuality.
I think because for Q&A, you always make sure that every single host got their moment to, you know, be themselves, like, out their character and feel free to add on their thoughts and opinions on certain of the issue, because sex has always been a taboo. I mean, it's still a taboo in Malaysia. So that's why we try our best to be, you know, just relax and let's just give out our opinion. Yeah. So the former one, we make it based on scientific evidence and health facts, while Q&A, relax or giving all out.
Mm. Now, you mentioned that you've received some varied feedback on the videos you've made, but has this opened up opportunities for you to develop programs and content with other stakeholders?
We receive both positive and negative, and we try our best to just entertain the positive rather than the negative one. But beyond that, we do got invitation, not really invitation, because some of the doctors that, I would say the allies for the Imosex, they always want us to be part of the committee to shape the next sex education in Malaysia, or at least push the boundary for sex education in Malaysia. Our target also for this year, we would like to, you know, go outside urban area and reach out to more people and have this talk and discussion with people about sex education. The thing is, all of us are like, we're pretty much doing this for fun. Whenever we're free, the money is all up from our pockets. So it's a bit tough to run this project. But yeah, we try our best. But we really would be happy to go outside of the KL area and approach more people, especially the school. Yeah, we love to do that, yeah.
Oh, terrific. Well, thank you very much, Moose, for taking time to speak to us, and good luck with all your endeavours. That was Moose, one of the founders of Project Sex Ilmu.
Right. We're going to cross over now to June Lau, who has been teaching sex education since 2014. Mm-hmm. She did a video series on YouTube as well called Popek Popek, where she taught sex ed in Malay too.
Yeah.
June, thank you so much for holding the line. Now, one of the key points of Project Sex Ilmu is that they want to deliver content on sex ed in Malay, but they say the language can be a barrier simply because there are some words that don't exist in Malay. Do you face similar problems?
For me, I think it's quite simple. If you can't think of the term, then don't expect the audience to know it. And even if you come up with a term that they've never heard about, that goes against the point of doing this, which is to simplify things and make it relatable to them. When I started teaching, we actually used to explain the term, if we had one, and draw a parallel to colloquialisms so they would understand. Sex is a universal language. You're going to find a way to communicate. In fact, I've always found language to be extremely limiting. So nothing beats interaction with your audience. When you do that, sometimes the nonverbal speaks volumes. So I don't think it's impossible to teach sex education in BM. In fact, I've done it for years. You find a way, even when you can't find the exact term. But I have certainly not struggled to find an existing vocabulary to explain certain acts or concepts.
And so, June, what sort of advice or feedback would you give to the folks at Project Sex Ilmu so that they can continue to grow and get more support for their initiatives?
I think it's really important when you start a media initiative like this to have a reliable media partner with you. So when we started Popek Popek in 2014, we did a joint venture with Pop TV. So Pop TV at the time already had an audience. We put this show out there. It was new content for them. And when Pop TV closed down, a lot of that audience followed us still when we moved to another channel. So we were able to continue to engage with them. If not a media partner, then there needs to be some sort of support to make sure that people know about the show. It can be very challenging. It can be very tempting to pick partners or collaborators that are just interested in the same thing. So, for example, other sex educators, civil society organizations that are involved with sex education. But it really it depends on the medium you choose to get your message out there. So if you're going to do an online show, it's in your best interest to get some pros to help you out with that, because it's more important that people are able to utilize that resource. So not just in terms of like views and viral and whatever, but, you know, a media partner will help you get your video out there, help you create a video that is of a certain quality that people are going to respond positively to. And thereafter, you can take that video or that resource and share it with other people. So, for example, doctors may watch Popek and they may share it with their patients. So you're not just sharing it with like a young audience. There's a huge amount of people that access the resource that can get your message out there.
June, thank you for chiming in on that. That was June Lau, a prominent sex education advocate in Malaysia. She's got a great channel called Popek Popek on YouTube. Check it out. And if you guys have seen the videos from either Popek Popek or Project Ilmu Sex, call us and let us know what you think about it. Folks, we've got some music right now by The Beatles. Help, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.